Zimbabwe is a held breath, borders drawn in the ochre hand of the high plateau, where the Zambezi runs like a silver thought to the north, and the Limpopo hums its green lullaby to the south. Mosi oetunya, hunyani, casting rainbows into the spray, as if the sky is alive with joy. It is granite rising in patient sculptures, Matobo hills whispering to wind and lizard, their shadows telling stories older than speech. Zimbabwe is a drumbeat that begins in the soil. Mbira notes ringing like falling stars, carried in market chatter, in the scent of sadza steaming, in the dance of women balancing baskets like promises. It is the ghost of Great Zimbabwe. Walls of stone stacked without mortar, still holding the weight of vanished kings and the soft footfalls of those who traded gold for salt. It is struggle and song intertwined, voices that refuse to be quiet, a resilience that grows like acacia in the dry season, roots deep enough to find hidden rivers, branches that rise to the sun in beauty, and reminders of pain overcome. And at sunset, the land exhales in burnt orange and deep purple, and you understand, Zimbabwe is not just a place on a map, but a pulse, rhythmic, eternal, steady as the heart of Africa itself.